Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tes Amud Beis of Maseches Sukkah. We are holding out the Mishnah on the top of Tes Amud Beis. Ha'osu sukkaso tachasi ilan kilu asa b'socha bayis. Says the Mishnah, if a person builds a sukkah on under a tree, it's as if he built the sukkah in a house. And that's no good, to build a sukkah in a house. Obviously, that's possible. I've seen sometimes, I remember walking in Manhattan, walking by a reform shul or a conservative shul, and I saw inside the window that they had a sukkah in the basement of the shul that they built. So we don't do that. We hold that when the Mishnah says it's kilu asa b'socha bayis, it doesn't mean to say that it's such a clever idea and a good way to keep the rain out. No, it means that it's terrible, that you're not yotze the mitzvah. Sukkah al gabe sukkah, if you have two sukkos, one on top of the other, double-decker sukkah, he'elyona k'shera v'atachtona p'sula. The top one is kosher, meaning there's no problem with with your sukkah being on top of another sukkah. But the bottom one is possible because there is a problem with your sukkah being under another sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda remains Yorin Beliona Tachtona Ksheira. And Rabbi Yehuda says, well, if no one lives in the upper one, if there's no one residing in the upper one, and the Gemara will explain exactly what that means, that there's no one residing in it. Is it really just about the physical presence of people? It doesn't seem like it should be about the physical presence of people. We're talking about the halachos of the kashrus of Cheftza Shel Sukkah over here. What does it have to do with whether there are people there? So the Gemara is going to have to explain what exactly this means. But if there are no diurin in the upper sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda says the bottom sukkah could still be kosher. Whereas the Tanakhama apparently thinks that even when there's no diurin in the upper sukkah, the bottom sukkah is going to be pasul. So good. So the Mishnah taught us two halachos, that a sukkah cannot be under a tree, and that a sukkah cannot be underneath another sukkah. Now, what do we mean when we say that a sukkah cannot be under a tree? That's if the tree provides more shade than it does sunlight. But if the tree on its own would not provide that much shade and would allow more sunlight through than the shade that it provides, then the sukkah under such a tree would be kosher. Mimai, how do I know that? Miduktani, because the Mishnah doesn't just say that a sukkah tachasitlan is pasul, it gives a mashal. It says ki ilu asa b'socha bayis. It's like you built it in a house. Lamali l'misni ki ilu asa b'socha bayis. L'misni psula. There's a perfectly good Hebrew word to say that the sukkah is no good. Just say the word psula, and that's it. And I know that the sukkah is no good. Why does it have to say? Oh, it says if you made it in the house. What do you mean as if? Elahakam ashmalan di ilan dumya debayis. No, the Mishnah must be teaching me a chiddush in the way it phrases it. It's telling me that a tree that's problematic, the kind of tree that's going to cause you problems when it's over your sukkah, has to be a tree that's the equivalent of a house. Just like a typical house hopefully provides more shade than the amount of sunlight it lets through, so too the tree that's over your sukkah that's problematic is only the kind of tree that provides more shade than the amount of sunlight it lets through. So we just got through saying is that if the tree is somewhat sparse in terms of the branches and it allows more sunlight through than shade, then such a tree does not pose a problem for your sukkah. Asks the Gemara, why does that not pose a problem for your sukkah? Of course that should pose a problem for your sukkah, because the tree itself is schach pasul, so it's mixing in with your schach kasher. Shouldn't that ruin all of your schach? So Tosas raises the point that the reason the tree is problematic is because it's mechuba lekarka, and in order to have kosher schach, it needs to be something that's no longer attached to the ground, what we call psolas goren v'yakev. So that's the problem. So anyway, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa b'shechavtan. Now the case is that you pull down the branches of the tree and mix them in together with the schach kosher, so that you cannot easily identify by looking at it which branches are part of the tree that's attached to the ground and which branches are the schach kosher. Ooh, once you can't easily identify it, we then apply the principle of bittul berov, that we just follow the majority and we assume that the minority of attached branches are batal in the majority of kasher schach. So that's the case where if the tree has more sunlight than shade, that the sukkah is going to be kasher, because the branches of the tree will be batel b'rov as long as you create a tarovis, as long as you mix it in together with the kasher schach. Well, if that's the case, what's the chiddush? Then of course it's going to be kosher. No, I might have thought that we make a gzeirah midrabanan, that even if you mix all the branches in together, that we should aser it unto a case where you don't mix all the branches in together. And that's why it has to tell me that we never made any such gzeirah. So says Mar Hanami Tanina, but we already learned that you don't make any such gzeirah, because we already have a Mishnah that tells us, if you take some vines or branches and that are attached to the ground and you run them over the sukkah, and then you put schach directly on top of them, psula, it's going to be pasul, because you have so much attached material that you're trying to use as schach that it's going to be pasul. But if there's more kosher schach than there is these branches, or you cut the branches to detach them from the ground, then it's going to be kosher. So don't you see that we have explicitly that if you have more kosher schach than branches, and all the branches are mixed together in with the kosher schach, that it's going to be kosher? So we don't make any such gzeira. Hey chidami, what's the case? If the case were not that where they were not mixed together, where the attached branches and vines were not mixed together with the kosher schach, hakam mitzayir schach paslam schach kosher, then the whole thing should for sure be pasul, because you're trying to use schach pasul together with your schach kosher. Elav b'shachavtan. No, the case must be that you did take these branches and really mix them in well with your kosher schach. And we said that as long as there's more kosher schach than these branches, it's fine. So apparently we don't make any such gzeira, lest you forget to mix them in together. So we already know that we don't make such a gzeira. Why do I need our Mishnah to tell me we don't make such a gzeira? No, from there I would only know that if b'di'evid you did this, your sukkah would be kosher. I would not know that you're allowed to do this l'chachila. So kamash malan, therefore comes to tell me, you want to build your sukkah under a tree and mix the tree branches in with your schach, as long as there's more schach than tree branches, you're totally okay. So the main point over here, the Gemara teaches that if the tree that's on top of your sukkah has fewer branches than the schach, or fewer branches than the sunlight, if you mix it in together with your schach to make it unidentifiable, the sukkah is going to be kosher. Even lechachila. The sukkah is going to be kosher, even lechachila. Then the second half of the Mishnah said, sukkah al gabe sukkah. The second half of the Mishnah was about a sukkah on top of another sukkah, and we said that the top sukkah is fine, the bottom sukkah not okay. But Rabbi Yehuda said, if the top sukkah doesn't have diurin, then even the bottom sukkah will be okay. Tan Rabbanan, sukkos teishvu v'lo b'sukkah shetachas ha-sukkah. It's a drasha from the pasuk that you're supposed to sit in the sukkah, but not in the sukkah that's underneath another sukkah. Not only that, v'lo b'sukkah shetachas ilan, also not in the sukkah that's under a tree. V'lo b'sukkah shebesuch ha-bayis, also not in the sukkah that's in a house. Says Gemara, Adraba, Basukos Tarti Mashma. How can you derive from that pasuk that you're not supposed to sit in a double-decker sukkah? When it says Basukos, doesn't that imply multiple sukkos? That even if you have a double-decker sukkah, you have multiple sukkos together, you're allowed to sit in them? Amram Nachman, Amram Yitzchak, Basukas Ksiv. It's written in the Torah without that vav between the chaf and the taf. It's written basukas in the singular, not basukos in the plural. And this l'chora should go back to the sukkah of yesh em l'mikra and yesh em l'mesoris. What do we pay more attention to? The way a word is pronounced or the way a word is spelled? But Tosfos on the bottom over here points out v'afilu mandem yesh em l'mikra moda delo l'chidam nichtav ha'mesoris k'dipreach es la'el, that even if you hold yesh em l'mikra, that we pay more attention to the way a word is pronounced, there's a reason it's spelled the way it's spelled, and therefore we're going to darshan the spelling to teach me that a sukkah tachas a sukkah is problematic. Amr Rabbi Yirmiya, pam shestein ksheros, pam shestein psulos, pam shetachton ksheros velyon psula, pam shetachton psula velyon ksheros. He says, you know, it's not so clear cut when it comes to one sukkah on top of another sukkah. Sometimes both levels are kosher, sometimes both levels are pasul, sometimes the bottom level is kosher, the top level is pasul, and sometimes it's reversed, the bottom level is pasul and the top level is kosher. Our Mishnah made it sound like it's always that last situation where the bottom level is pasul, the top level is kosher. But the Rabbi Yirmiya is about to elaborate and show how that's not true all the time. How could it be that both levels are kosher? Kigon shetachtona chamasim rumitzlasa ve'aliona tzlasim rumechamasa. The bottom one has more sunlight than shade from its own roof, but the top one has more shade than sunlight. V'kayma eliona b'toch esrim, and even the top one is within 20 amos of the ground of the bottom one. So the bottom one relies on the schach from the top one to make a kosher schach. So it's not really, it doesn't fit into the psul of a sukkah underneath another sukkah, because the bottom one is not an independent sukkah. Left on its own, the bottom one would not be a sukkah at all, because it doesn't have enough schach on its own. It relies on the schach from the top sukkah, and it can rely on that schach from the top sukkah because that schach is within 20 amos of the ground of the bottom sukkah. So that's going to be a case where they're both kosher, both the bottom one and the top one are going to be kosher. Pam shashem psulot, what's the case where they're both pasul? Hechidami, kigon to travayu tzilasim rumichamasan. Both the top one and the bottom one have ample schach, plenty of shade. V'kayma eliona l'mala me'asim rama, and the top one is more than 20 amos high. So the top one's going to be pasul because it's more than 20 amos off the ground. The bottom one is going to be pasul because it's a sukkah that's directly underneath another sukkah. So that's why they're both going to be pasul. Pam shetachtonu ksher v'eliona psula. Sometimes the bottom one is kosher, the top one is pasul. Hechidami, what's an example of that? Kigon shetachtonu tzilasim rumechamasa. The bottom one has ample schach. V'eliona chamasim rumitzlasa. The top one doesn't really have enough schach. V'kayim itarvay b'tochesim, and they're both within 20 amos of the ground, and therefore the top one's not kosher because it doesn't have enough schach. The bottom one's not a problem of a sukkah underneath another sukkah because the sukkah that it's underneath is not a kosher sukkah. And upon Mishal Yonik Sher V'tachtonu Psulei Chidami, what's the last example? A case where the top one is kosher, bottom one is pasul. Kigon Tetzravayu Tzlasim Rimei Chamasan. They both have ample schach. V'kayim Eliona B'toch Esrim. And the top sukkah is within 20 amos, so they're both physically would be kosher sukkahs, and therefore the top one is kosher, the bottom one suffers from the problem of being underneath another kosher sukkah. So Pshita says, isn't this obvious? Aren't all of these cases obvious? All four of these examples? Says, that the Chiddush is in the case where the bottom one was kosher and the top one was pasul, where the top one did not have ample schach and the bottom one did. That's the case where there's a chiddush. What's the chiddush? Mal d'teimen nigzer dilma mitztarv schach pasul b'hadis schach kosher. I might have thought that we should make a gezera that if we come to allow that, you might come to allow it even when the top one has schach pasul, like it's more than 20 amos off the ground, and you're going to come to combine schach pasul together with schach kasher. So kamash malan, therefore, I had to tell me that we have no such concerns. So the point we're making over here is that even though in our Mishnah sukkah underneath another sukkah is just flat out stated to be pasul, we actually find four different permutations. Sometimes they're both kosher, sometimes they're both pasul, sometimes the top one is kosher but not the bottom, and sometimes the bottom one is kosher and not the top one. Be'ezras Hashem, next time we will pick up at Kama Yehei Bein Sukkah L'Sukkah. We'll continue the sugya of Sukkah Al Gabe Sukkah, and we'll discuss some of the details of this halacha of Sukkah Al Gabe Sukkah.